Just precaution. You know, I took a few hits. They just want to get something checked out.
What part are you fine?
Don't worry about it. I'm all good. They said everything was good.
So you're fine?
Yeah.
Nothing bagels?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel good. You know, just felt like we were playing behind the sticks all day. You know, it seems like, you know, we couldn't really get anything going on first down. It was second and long. You know, I think some penalties put us in second and really long, third and really long. And you know, I think the difference between the first half and the second half is we were much more efficient on first down in the second half. You know, we played from ahead of the sticks. We got things going, you know, and then once we got it rolling, you know, we kind of kept it that way.
Guys were operating at a pretty high level at that point.
Yeah, you know, that's totally coach's call. Obviously, he felt good about the kick right there. You know, they had just stuffed us on third and one. I think, you know, that's the bigger issue. If we can get it on third and one, then we're not in fourth and one. Yeah. Yeah, you know, we felt like with the way they were playing some of their coverages, you know, after we got into the game tonight and made some adjustments, you know, we had linebackers and safeties, you know, on Sproles almost all night. We had that. We kind of liked that matchup.
The interception at the first half?
Bad read, bad throw. I mean, it's just one of those things that can't happen, you know, with that little time left in the half. You know, I've got to be careful with the ball when we're backed up. You know, can't give them the ball with a short field.
I know you played a couple preseason games, obviously, last year, but, you know, what was it like for you to be back out there, you know, first regular season game in almost 2 years and all that?
No, I mean, it was fun, you know, even though we lost tonight, you know, I think just getting back out there and playing ball again, you know, especially the second half was a blast, you know, once we got things rolling, when we took the lead, I don't know if I've been that excited in a long time, you know, and so it was good to get that feeling again, you know, and hopefully, you know, next week we can start a little bit faster and not dig ourselves such a big hole.
How draining is it, though? I mean, you still had a chance to win there at the end, to rally like that and then not win, how tough is that?
You know, it's tough. I think every loss is tough. You know, the good news is, you know, it's week one. It's one game. We've still got 15 ahead of us. You know, we got a short week, so we can get this one out of our minds quicker.
Were you surprised at anything on that drive?
What's up?
On that final drive, I think a minute and a half.
Yeah.
What were you guys thinking going into
that? Really the same thing we've been thinking the past three or four drives. Just get it going. You know, they had a hard time stopping us in the second half. I mean, we felt really good about it. You know, unfortunately, we just weren't able to get that first down.
Were you surprised at how much you threw the ball tonight, or was that the game plan going
in? Yeah, you know, I think I was a little bit surprised. But, you know, when you dig yourself a hole and you go down, you know, 23 at halftime, then you got to throw the ball in the second half. So, you know, hopefully next week, you know, we can be a little bit more balanced.
Was the problem with the offense?
I think what we were doing, you know, I think we killed ourselves, you know, too many negative plays. You know, I wasn't good enough in the pass game to get us going. And then penalties, you know, it just seems like we kept putting ourselves, you know, behind the sticks in the first half.
What the penalties say, excuse me, you were able to come back after almost every one.
Yep.
Sometimes there was a double penalty.
Yeah. You know, I think that just shows the fight that we have on offense. You know, the one drive, the 17-play drive. I don't know how many penalties we overcame on that drive. But, you know, we just kept going. You know, I think it's a credit to our guys. You know, sometimes in offense you get a penalty and it really puts you down and, you know, you kind of stall out. But, you know, we kept fighting, kept grinding through them.
Two more guys.
So that 95-yard drive, what was clicking there that wasn't
working? You know, like I said earlier, I think we played ahead of the sticks. You know, when we use our tempo, after we get that first down and that defense gets tired, we're really dictating everything out there. But in the first half, we just struggled, you know, to really get into our tempo.
You use Sproles a lot tonight. What kind of weapon is he? I mean, what were you guys able to take advantage of?
You know, just I think they were scared of Sproles running, you know, by him on the wheel route, and so they were giving us a lot of the stuff underneath, and then finally we got him on one of the wheel routes. But anytime we can get Sproles matched up one-on-one, it's a matchup we like.
All right, thanks, guys.